This meeting is about action. That's why it is taking place. It's an historic meeting. We have never in the past had a meeting with heads of state and government of this size on migration refugees at the same time. And it is meant to send signals of action both on the area of refugees and displaced people, altogether 65 million people, but also on migration, 244 million people. And then there is an overarching objective with this meeting, namely to send the message that we must see migration as a normal component in today's life. Of course, we want to reduce the flows of refugees, but in the foreseeable few years, I think we cannot do that. So we have to make sure that there is not a negative narrative around refugees and migration. We cannot see this as a problem and a peril, as many do in the political debates now. It is, in fact, a promise and a potential. And there is so much that migration means. It means economic growth. It means population growth. It means remittances to back to the home countries. And it means, by perhaps above all, it means to confirm the beauty of diversity, that our nation states have different groups that have to live together, and that we should not consider those who come in as a problem, but rather as a normal feature of modern life.
Action does depend on member states. Many have said that the New York agreement today lacks sufficient binding commitments to actually hold people's feet to the fire.
You cannot make the best the enemy of the good. An agreement of this kind has some elements of compromise, yes. But I can tell you, I had never expected this to be so far-reaching. We are now heading for a much more regulated regime for refugees. And in 2 years' time, we will have a similar regime, I suppose, for migrants. And then we are sending the message of changing the narrative from a negative to a positive. Of course, this will depend on member states taking action and also being influenced to take action by parliaments, by the private sector, by the civil society, by you and this interview, making sure that this become living realities. If we had just let this float and let this whole area of migrants, refugees float in the way it has, people drowning, human trafficking taking place, horrible conditions in both the countries of origin and transit and destination also, by the way, we would have lost control. So this is a very, very important step towards getting the migration issue on the international agenda, because it is an absolutely indispensable part of the new global landscape. And it's the first step in a voyage that we have to make, but we have now very concrete action to take, and it's spelled out in this great New York Declaration.
Language really matters here. To what extent do you hope that this summit, do you think that this summit will help to turn the tide of this growing anti-foreigner rhetoric in Europe especially and in the United States?
I hope so, because it's an urgent concern for me that we now must mobilize the good forces. There are so many murky political forces that fish in very murky waters and divide us into us and them, and polarize our societies, divide us, and above all spread the fear factor. Many people want us to be scared and be afraid of what is outside. And that has to be fought, and we have to take that very seriously. And there is an enormous amount of goodwill, you know. I would say nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. You can help a refugee child learn the language. You can have dinner with them. You can associate with them, make them feel that they are part of the future.
So individual action is really important for everyone.
Everything. You have to argue, you know, in the end, solidarity is always coming back to the individual action. Mm. And the United Nations, first three words of the UN Charter is, we the peoples. We are here to serve the peoples. And if we don't keep that perspective, I think we lose the sense of what this organization is all about.